in explaining the notion that the Shekhinah, which is the presence of God, that it could be present more in one place than it is in another. For example, in the Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, more than in outside of Israel. So the Rebbe explains that the Shekhinah is not the essence of God, but rather the essence of the life of the world. In other words, that life which exists in the world, both the general and the specific, the essence of that life, the concentrated, essential form, is within God, contained within God, but predisposed towards creation. This level of godliness is what is found in the Holy of Holies more than in other places, whereas the essence of God can't be described as belonging in one place more than another. On the other hand, when we compare the Shekhinah, that part of God which is disposed towards creation, when we compare it to the actual godliness that is in the actual creation, here we say that the presence of the Shekhinah itself would not be tolerated in the actual physical condition of creation, because it would cause the physical condition to become bottle and to lose its existence within its source, which is the Shekhinah. And therefore, in order for the Shekhinah to be present, it has to be concealed by a garment. And what is that garment that can conceal the Shekhinah and at the same time make it present and not overwhelm the world? This garment has to be both higher than the Shekhinah and at the same time able to come down lower. So the Rebbe says that that is the Torah and mitzvahs as it appears to us in this world. Torah comes down from the highest levels down to this world, and even as it comes down to this world, it remains the same essence and the same height as it was above. So it has the power to contain the Shekhinah because it is higher than the Shekhinah. At the same time, it comes down into the physical condition as the mitzvahs that involve a physical act with a physical object. Now the Rebbe goes on to say, in Perek Mem Beis, Nun Beis, in Perek chapter 52, how the Shekhinah expresses itself in the world. On page Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph, page 274, past the middle of the page, at the period. Ubiridosa bihishtaushalas meilam la'ilam, and in this descent, as the Torah comes down through the chain of worlds, from world to world, gam hashchinah yarda v'nislap shabba b'cholaylam va'ilam, the Shekhinah also comes with it, and clothes itself in each of the worlds, v'zehu heichal kedish hakadoshim shebechol eilam va'ilam, and that is the Holy of Holies within each world. Just as there's a Holy of Holies in the physical world, there's also the Holy of Holies, the holiest level or the holiest condition within each of the worlds. That the Shekhinah, which is Malchus d'Atzilus, the lowest level of Atzilus, and it is called Shekhinah because Malchus d'Atzilus is that level of revelation, state of revelation, that is predisposed to creating the lower worlds, the worlds that follow after Atzilus. V'lochin hi nikras dvar havaya v'ruach piv kiviyachol aderach moshul. That's why it is called the word of God, or the breath of his mouth. It, by way of analogy, k'mei sheba'odom hadibur hu megala machshavtei hasduma v'ne'eloma l'hashemit. Just as in the human being, speech serves the function of revealing the thoughts that are hidden and concealed within the person to his hearers, to those who hear him speak. That's why Malchus d'Atzilus is called speech, because Malchus d'Atzilus is that part of Atzilus that is predisposed to revealing itself to the lower world. So Malchus d'Atzilus, which is Shekhinah, the Shekhinah clothes itself in the Holy of Holies of Bria. And what is the Holy of Holies in Bria? What is the holiest condition of Bria? Shehi Chabad de Bria, the first three attributes of Bria, Chochma Bina Das, that is called the Holy of Holies. ubehislapshus and the malchus de b'riya, and then when this is clothed in turn in the malchus of b'riya, nivru hanishomis v'hamalochim shebe'b'riya, through this enclosing of the attributes of b'riya into malchus de b'riya, through this the nishomis and the angels of the world of b'riya are created. The gam misham nimshach ha-talmud shelefaneinu, and also from that level, from the level of malchus de b'riya, we receive the talmud, the gemara, as it exists before us. And the reason that Talmud comes from the world of Briya is, as we learned earlier, in the name of the Tikkunim, of the Zehar, that in the world of Briya, that there in the world of Briya, God's Chachma, Bina, and Das are revealed and are active, but in a very contracted state, the reason for the contraction for this great tzimtzum is that so that the neshamas and the angels of the world of Briya, which are finite beings, that they should be able to receive from this Chabad, the Chabad of Briya. And that's the connection, the reason that the Talmud comes from the world of Briya, Shehu Gam Kein Bechinas Chabad, because Talmud, compared to Halacha, the Talmud is Chabad. Why? Sheha Talmud Hu Tamei HaHalachis Al Bulyon, because the Talmud discusses the reasons for the Halachis, and not only the verdict and the conclusion of the Halacha, but also their reasoning. V'hataimim Hein Bechinas Chabad, and reasons come from Chabad, from Chochmah bin Adas, whereas the halacha is atzmon, whereas the halacha itself, whether something is good or bad, whether something is right or wrong, hein mimideisav shalein sev baruchu, they come from the emotion attributes of God, shein chesed din rachamim, which are kindness, severity, compassion, and the others, shemehen nimshach haheter v'ha'isur, and it is from these attributes, the emotional attributes, that the halacha devolves, and that is the heter, the isur, whether something is permissible or prohibited, kosher, the potter, whether something is valid or invalid, chayev, the potter, whether someone is guilty or innocent, culpable. All of these decisions come from the emotion, because chesed is accepting and severity is rejecting, and so on, and that's what determines whether something is acceptable or not acceptable, redeemable or not redeemable. Kameshikosa b'tikunim, as he writes there in the Tikkunim. So the Talmud comes from the world of Briya, because in the world of Briya, the Chabad is revealed, and therefore it creates the Talmud, it creates the reasoning of Torah, as it is before us, the reasoning that we can comprehend. And also the neshamas and the angels of the world of Briya that are capable of comprehending, because they are also the product of the shchina of the world of Briya, whereas the halacha comes from the emotions of God, from the other attributes, the seven or six lower attributes of God, and those are the chesed and the gvura and the rachamim, which either accept or reject a given condition, which would make it either kosher or not kosher, permissible, not permissible, valid or invalid, innocent or culpable. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 28th of Iyar, the 43rd day of the Omer, the Rebbe writes as follows. The Tzemach Tzedek, after his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, had passed away, would have visits from the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe would appear to him at night, and this was during the 30 days of mourning for the Alter Rebbe. And in one of these visions, in one of these visits, the Alter Rebbe said to the Tzemach Tzedek a maimer on the words al shleisha dvarim. And after the maimer, the Alter Rebbe said to him, it says in Torah, there's a pasuk that says, if the man emits seed first, then she, the wife, bears a female. If the woman emits seed first, then she bears a male. So the Alter Rebbe said to the Tzemach Tzedek that when the man emits seed first, then a female is born, and that is your mother. His mother being the Alter Rebbe's daughter. So the Alter Rebbe is related closely to his mother, because if the man emits seed first, then there's a daughter. And this is the mother of the Tzemach Tzedek. And then, when this woman emits seed first, she bears a male, and that is you, the Alter Rebbe said to the Tzemach Tzedek. So the Tzemach Tzedek, being more closely related to his mother, because the male comes from the female, and his mother being closely related to the Alter Rebbe, because the female is more closely related to the male. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe was suggesting to the Tzemach Tzedek that he would be the proper successor after the Alter Rebbe. And it was known that the Tzemach Tzedek refused to become a Rebbe after the Mittler Rebbe passed away. The Mittler Rebbe was his father-in-law. And the Chassid, the Peretz of Chernigov, the Peretz Chernigov prevailed on him by using this text. And in this way, indicated that the Tzemach Tzedek was the rightful heir because he was the son of the daughter of the Alter Rebbe. And so the qualities of the Alter Rebbe were more present in him. And this is what convinced the Tzemach Tzedek to accept the mantle of the leadership of being Rebbe of Hasidim.